Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yizborach, we're about to begin the sixth topic of Parsha Shoftim, the Halachos of a Melech, a Jewish king, by the Aliyah of Sheni, Perek Yud Zayin, Posuk Yud Dalet. Ki Yisavoy El Ha'oretz, Asher Adoino Yaloyecho, Noisein Loch, Virishto, V'yoshavto Bo, V'omarto, Osimo Olai Melech, K'chol HaGoyim Asher Sivivoy Soi. When you will come to the land that Hashem is giving you, and you will inherit it, and you will settle in it. And you will say, I would like her to appoint a king over me, like all the other nations around me. So, im tosim olecho melech asher yivchar, adoyno yoliecho boi, mikerev achecho, tosim olecho melech lo yisuchal, lo seis olecho ish nochri, asher lo yochicho hu. You shall appoint a king on you, one that Hashem will choose. And he must be from among your brothers. He must be Jewish. You may not appoint a goy that's not from one of your Jewish brothers to be a king over you. And the Ramban has two pshatim in this pasuk. Either it means that Shayivchar Hashem Elokecha boy, namely a Novi or through Urim Vetumim, Hashem will decide the king. But if you don't have a Novi to ask, the Urim V'Tumim is not available, then you can appoint your own king. But you have to make sure that he's Jewish and not a goy. Or says the Ramban, Al Derech HaPshat, appoint a king that Hashem chooses. And what is the type of king that Hashem chooses? Only a Yid, not a goy. Posuk tezayin erak, lo yarbe lo yisusim, velo yoshiv ezom mitzrayimo, lema'an harbois sus, vadoino yomar lochem, lo yisoy sifun, lo shuv, vaderech haze, oid. Says the Torah, a king may not have more horses than he needs for his chariots. And what is the reason for this issue? Says the Torah. In Mitzrayim, that used to be the place that would produce good horses. And if the king would be Malbesusim, people would end up going back to Mitzrayim in order to get more and good horses. But Hashem told us in Parshas Beshalach, by Kriyas Yamsuf, do not go back to Mitzrayim. And being that Hashem doesn't want us to go back to Mitzrayim, he warns the king that he cannot have more horses than necessary. Says Rashi, lo yarbe lo yisusim, elo kedei merkavtoi. What does it mean, don't have too many horses? Not more than what you need for your chariot. Shelo yoshiv eso mitzrayimo, what shayches? Shehasusim boi misham, good horses come from Mitzrayim. Kamo yishenema b'shloimo yin tzefa melochim, it says, v'atale v'atitze merkovo mi mitzrayim, sheish meoiz kesef, v'sus b'chamishim emeo. Horses for a chariot would cost 600 kesef, and a single horse would cost 150. You see that the source of horses was in Mitzrayim. Posuk Yud Zayin, ve'lo yarbe loy noshim, ve'lo yasur levavoy, ve'chesef ve'zahov lo yarbe loy me'od. There's two other things that he can't have more than he needs, more than necessary. Lo yarbe loy noshim, he can't have too many wives. Rashi will say not more than 18. Ve'lo yasur levavoy, in order that they should not be meisir levavoy, too many wives removes his heart from where his heart has to be. And he can't amount too much gold and silver. Says Rashi, how much is too much? 18. Where did Rashi get this number from? Shemotzinu shayulay leDavid sheish noshim. David HaMelech had 6 wives. And what does Hashem tell him? If that's not enough, I'll add koheno, like what you have, v'choheno, and another time like what you have. 6 times 3 is 18. So that you're allowed to. More than that is lo yarbe. V'chesef v'zov lo yarbe lo yimoid, elo kedei liten lafsanyo. The amount that he needs to pay the wages of his soldiers. Posuk yudches v'hoyoch eshivtoi al kisei mamlachtoi v'chosav loi es mishne atiro azois al sefer milifnei hakoyanim halviyim. And when he sits on his throne, he needs to write a mishne toiro. Rashi has 2 pshatim. Either it means a second Sefer Torah, because as we know, every Yid is mechuyev to write a Sefer Torah, that's the last mitzvah in the Torah. Usavtam lochem es ashira azois. And a king has a mitzvah to write an additional Sefer Torah. Rashi will tell us what he does with 2 Sefer Torah. Or a second pshat, the word Mishneh Torah comes from the word Shinun, the words of the Torah. He should write down the words of the Torah. And where does he copy his Sefer Torah from? From the Sefer that was in the Azorah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to the Kohanim Alevim. Says Rashi, Voyo Keshivtoi. Rashi is going to darshan these five words, Voyo Keshivtoi Al Kisei Mamlachtoi, seem to be extra. The Pasuk is telling me that Allah is of a king. He can't have too many horses, too many wives, too much gold and silver. He has to write a Sefer Torah. How does these five words come in the middle? Voyo Keshivtoi Al Kisei Mamlachtoi. Says Rashi, the drasha is, im oso kein, if he does all the halachos, he keeps all the halachos that a Jewish king is meant to keep, kidayu shetiskai malchusoi, then his kingdom will last. Es mishnei toiro, the first pshat, mishnei b'loshen shnaim, double. Shtei sifrei toiro, what does he do with two sifrei toiro? Achashimun achas beveiz gnozov. In his treasure house, ma'achash nechneses v'yoytes imoy, it always goes in and out with him. The words of the Torah, he write down the word. The Torah is not telling you the doubleness, rather the words of the Torah. Could be he did have two sifrei Torah, even according to Targum, but that's not the stress of the pasuk. Posuk yutez v'hoyeso imoy v'korovoy kol yimei chayov lema'an yilmad l'iro'es adoyno yaloyhov nishmoy res kol divrei atoyro azoy v'esachukim oyle lasoysom. The Torah should be with him at all times, and he should read it for his entire life, in order that he should learn, and learn to be Yiroes Hashem, to fear Hashem, to be in awe of Hashem, and to keep all of the Divrei Torah and all the Chukim, and to do them properly. Says Rashi, Divrei Torah kemashmoi, literally, the Divrei Torah, as opposed to Kol HaMitzvah, we're about to see in the next Pasuk, that's talking about even Divrei Nevim. Pasuk Chav Levilti Rum Levavoy Mechav Levilti Su Min HaMitzvah Yominu Smoil Lema'an yarich yomim al mamlachtoi hu uvonov bekerev Yisrael. Continuing the previous pasuk, another reason why he has to constantly be learning and reading from the Torah that he has, in order that he shouldn't become a balgaiva, he shouldn't become a hori, he shouldn't think he's better than the rest of his brothers, and he shouldn't remove himself from even a mitzvah of Divrei Nevim. Right or left, do exactly as he's told. In order that his kingdom should last for many years, him and his children after him among Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi, lo bilti sumen mitzvah, afilo mitzvah kala shel novi, even a mitzvah of a novi, he must keep. Leman yarich yomim, you should have a lengthy kingdom. Michlal hein ato shemei alav, make a diuk that if he doesn't listen, his kingdom will not last. V'chein motzinu b'shol sh'omar lo Shmuel. Shmuel anovi told Shol, shivas yomim tuichel ad boyei lecho lehalois oilois. They were going out to war, and Shmuel anovi told Shol HaMelech, wait 7 days until I come to you and we'll bring a korban together. This is b'shas heter abomois, between Mishkan Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash, while the Mishkan was in Noiv, and they were meant to bring a korban on a bomo. Uksiva yoichel shivas yomim, Shol HaMelech waited for 7 days. And it's getting late. He's got to go out to war. He did not wait the entire seventh day. And he did not wait. And he brought the korban oil by himself without Shmuel Anovi. Shmuel Anovi told Shaul HaMelech, Niskalto, you were foolish. You did not listen to what I told you to do. And therefore your kingdom will not last. That's a vivid example of what we just learned over here. Holomaretosh bishvil mitzvah kalosh shel novi nenash. Because of a mitzvah that novi told him, and he didn't listen, he was punished, and that's why his kingdom was terminated. Hu vonov magid shim benoy hogun lemalchus ukoidem lecholodom. If the son of the king is fit for a king, he takes precedence over anybody else. Adkan, the sixth topic, the halachos of a melech, a Jewish king. On to the seventh topic, Shevet Levi gets no chelek v'nachalo together with Klal Yisrael. Posuk Aleph, lo yihye, lakoyanim halviyim, kol Shevet Levi chelek v'nachalo im Yisrael, ishe yadoinoi venachalosoi yoichelun. The Kahanim from Shevet Levi and the entire Shevet Levi gets no portion or inheritance together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. A portion in the loot and an inheritance in Eretz Yisrael. What do they get instead? Ishi Hashem v'nachalosoi yoichelun. The Kohanim get to eat from the Kodshei HaMikdosh and v'nachalosoi the Kodshei HaGvul. The matonis they get all over Eretz Yisrael, even outside the Beis HaMikdosh. That's what they have a right to. Posuk Beis v'nachalosoi yehiyeloi v'kerev echo v'adoinoi hu nachalosoi kasher diber loi. But an inheritance in Eretz Yisrael among the rest of his brothers, Klal Yisrael, that he does not get. Hashem is his inheritance, as Hashem told him. So the pasuk starts off that he does not get chelik v'nachalo. End of the pasuk says there is a certain nachalosoi that he does get. And pasuk Beis repeats, but v'nachalo loy yeloi v'kerev echo. He doesn't get a nachalo, he does get a nachalo, and he doesn't get a nachalo. Obviously, every nachalo is referring to something else, says Rashi. Kol shevet Levi, bein tmimin, bein ma'ali mumin. Even if it's a kohen that's a balmum, and he doesn't do the avoido in the Beis HaMikdosh, nevertheless, he doesn't get a chelek v'nachalo. Chelek is babizo in the loot. When Klal Yisrael goes out to war, he has no part in the loot. V'nachalo bo'oretz, a portion in Eretz Yisrael. And what does he get instead? So instead of the chelek, he gets the Ishi Hashem, the Kodshei HaMikdosh. And instead of the nachalo, he gets the nachalosoi elu Kodshei HaGvul. Tumois from Yisroel, what the Kohanim have a right to all over Eretz Yisrael. Avon nachalo gmura, this is going to the next pasuk already, lo yiyah lo yivikerev echov, he doesn't get among his brothers. Ubesifri dorshu, the Sifri is the Medrash Halacha, on Sefer Bamidbar Dvorim. The Sifri wants to darshan the repetition, v'nachalo lo yihye loi bikerev echov. Obviously, the nachalo we're talking about over here is in Eretz Yisrael. So, bikerev echov seems to be extra. Darshan the Sifri. V'nachalo lo yihye loi zunachalas she'ar. Bikerev echov zunachalas chamisho. Sounds like a riddle. Says Rashi, v'enu yedei amau. I don't understand pshat in this Sifri. What is nachalas she'ar and what is nachalas chamisho? Says Rashi, v'niroli, I think the pshat is in this Sifri, she'eretz kanan she'me'ever ha'yardein ve'eloch, the eretz kanan which is on the western side of the Yardein, nikreis eretz chamisho amomi. That's called the land of the five nations. V'shel sichon ve'oig, of the eastern side of the Yardein that they already captured, is shnei amomin, amiru knani. And what is nachal ha'she'ar? L'rabo is keni, knizi, kadmoini. The other three nations we saw above in Parshas Dvorim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu, but we did not get it yet, we'll only get it Lasid Lovri. V'chein doiresh, b'Parshas Matonoi, shenemru le'aroin, al kein lo yehoyo le'levi, the Sifri makes a similar drasha on that posuk. We had in Parshas Ekev, in Perigud posuk Tes, al kein lo yehoyo le'levi chelek v'nachalo im echov. Again, the same lashon im echov. The Sifri says lahazir ala keni knizi kadmoini, that even laosid lavoi, when Klal Yisrael will get the extra three nations promised Avraham Avinu, keni knizi kadmoini, Shevet Levi will not get a part of that either. And based on that, Rashi is suggesting that's what the Sifri means over here with nachalas she'al, meaning to say, the nachala of bnei God, bnei Reuven, ever Yarden, the nachala shnei amomin of Sichon and Oig. The pasuk is not talking about that. We conquered it, and that went straight to bnei God, bnei Reuven, and Chatzim Menashe. That's poshut that the Levim don't get. What our pasuk is telling you, when you cross the Yarden into the Eretz Chamisha amomin, Shevet Levi will not get a portion in that either. And Losid Lovoi, when they get Knizi Kadmoini, the Nachala Shaar, they won't get that either. So says Rashi Pshat in this cryptic Sifri of Zunachala Shaar and Zunachala Chamisha. However, says Rashi, Shuv Nimtzo B'divri Rabbeinu Kloinimus, Hochi Garsina B'Sifri. Rabbeinu Kloinimus has a different gears in the Sifri. V'Nachala Lo Yehiye Loi Eilu Nachala Chamisha. B'Kerev Echod Eino Nachala Shivo. And according to this girsa, what is Pshat Nesifri? נחלת חמישה is referring to חמישה שבותים. ונחלת שיבה is referring to שיבה שבותים. What is the division of 5 and 7? ומתוך שמוישה וישוע לא יחולקו נחלו, אלו לחמישה שבותים מלבד, מוישה וישוע together only divided the land to 5 שבותים. שכן מוישה הנחיל לרובן וגוד וחצי שבט מנשה. That's 2.5. וישוע הנחיל ליהודו ואפרים וחצי שבט מנשה. Yeshua gave over to 2.5 shvotim, Yehuda, Ephraim, and Chatzim, Menashe, a total of 5. V'shiva ha'achirim, the other 7 shvotim, notlu me'alein acharei moit Yeshua. They got their land after Yeshua died. Mitoch kach, hizkir chamisha levad v'shiva levad. That's what the Sifri wants. They have no portion in the chamisha divided by Moshe and Yeshua, nor do they have a portion in the shiva divided later on after Moshe Yeshua. And according to this Gersh and the Sifri, the Keni, Knizi Kadmoini, which will get lost in Lovoi, is not mentioned at all. Kashel Dibaloi, when did Hashem tell this to Shevet Levi? In Parshas Koirach, Baal Tzom Leisinchol, Anichel Kecho. Even though that Pasuk was talking specifically to Aaron HaKoyen, Rashi understands that it's talking and relevant to all Shevet Levi. Adkan, the 7th topic, Shevet Levi gets no Nachalo. On to the 8th topic, 2 additional matnis kahuna that Kohanim get that were not mentioned above in Parshas Koirach. Pozuk gimel veze yehiye mishpat hakohanim me'eiz ha'om me'eiz zivchei hazevach im shoir im se benosan lakohen hazeroya v'halachoyayim v'hakeivo. And this will be the law what the Kohanim are entitled to get from the nation. Whoever shechts an animal, whether it be an ox, whether a seh, which includes sheep or goat, the Yisrael must give the Kohen the zroya, the right arm, l'choyayim, the cheeks, and the akeva, the fourth stomach of the animal. Says Rashi, mi'eis ha'om, v'loi mi'eis ha'kohanim. When a Kohen shechts an animal, he does not have to give it the zroya l'choyayim keva to another Kohen, only Yisraelim. Im shoyer im seh, prat l'chayo, only domesticated animals, ox, sheep, and goat, the chayos, the hoyrois, the non-domesticated animals, although kosher, you'll let her eat them, but there is no din, zroya l'choyayim keva. Azroya min ha'perek shel arkuva ad kaf shel yad. The word arkuva is referring to the lower part of the leg of the animal. Perek shel arkuva would be equivalent to a knee. From the knee until kaf shel yad is referring to the shoulder blade of the animal. Not what we call a calf, a palm, rather the other direction. We're going upwards to his shoulder blade. V'alochayim, the cheeks, says Rashi, im haloshin, that includes the tongue. Dirashir Yeshuvois, oyu oimrim. Those that darshim psukim gave a drosho. Why is it that the Kohanim are entitled to these three parts of an animal, zroya, l'chayim, and keva? Where did it all come from? Shenemal. Pinchos ben Elozo ben Aaron HaKohen at the end of Parshas Bolok, when Klal Yisrael was choite with the Benois Midian, he went ahead and he took a roimach biyodoi, a spear in his hand, because of roimach biyodoi was zoiche to the zroya, which is the hand of the animal. L'choyayim tachas tefila, the cheeks, because he davened. You daven with your mouth. Shenema v'yamui pinchos v'yafala li daven, that Hashem should help him. V'akeivo tachas u'ishoel kavoso, that's where he killed Kozbi Batsu. He put the spear in her stomach. Pinchos, with his action of kanos, was zoiche for the entire Shevet HaKahuna to get these matonois. Posuk Dalet Reshis Degonecho Tiroi Shecho V'Yitzorecho V'Reshis Geitzoinecho Titen Eloi. Posuk Dalet mentions 2 Matnois Kehuna. Truma Gedoilo, that we saw already in Parshas Koirach. I don't know why the Torah is repeating over here. There probably is some drosha to be learned out. And the additional Matnois Kehuna that we did not know yet, Reshis Geitzoinecho Titen Eloi. The first of the shearings of your sheep have to go to the Kohen. Reishis degoncho, the first of your dogon, of your grain, tirosh v'itzo, wine and oil, the first portion, before eating it, you have to give it to the Kohen. Says Rashi, Rishi Degon Chozu Tuma. V'lo Pirash Bashiur. The Torah doesn't tell you what the shiur, how much, what is the proportion, what percentage do you have to give to the kohen. And Ein Chanami, Medei Raisa, there is no shiur. As Chazal tell us, Chito Achas, Peteres is Kol Akri. Aval Rabbi Seinu, Nosnu Bashiur. Midei Rabbanan, there is a shiur. And what is the shiur? Ein Yofo Echad Me'aboyim. If you're a generous person, you'll give 1 out of 40. Ein Ro, if you're a stingy person, Echad Me'shishim, that's the minimum. And Beinoinis, Echad Me'chamishim, you're an average guy, 1 out of 50. Where do they get the minimum to be 1 out of 60? Over there it's talking about the truma that we have to, will give la'osid lovoi to the king. The king, the nosi, will bring korbonos for klal Yisrael, and he will collect donations, sort of a tax that everyone has to give. You know, that's the truma over there. But being that it's called a truma, even though it's a completely different type of truma, Chazal used it at an asmachta to tell us that it's echad mishishi. Where do we get 1/60th from there? So it goes like this. We have a measurement called a kur. A kur contains 30 se'in. Or, you could also say, a kur contains 10 eifah. That means 10 eifah is 30 se'in, which means that a single eifah is 3 se'ah. Now, another word for the word for the measurement called kur is a choymer. Choymer and kur mean the same thing. Says the pasuk in Yechezkel, v'shishisem ho'eifah mi'choymer asa'oirim. From a choymer, a kur of barley, you have to take off 1/6 of an eifah. Now we said a full eifah is 3 se'ah. So how much is 1/6 of an eifah? Comes out that a shishi se'ah is chatzi se'ah. 1/6 of an eifah is a half a se'ah. What is a half a se'ah out of a kur? Kesha'atonuisen chatzi se'ah lekur. Hari echon meshishim. Comes out that it's 1/60th. Shakur shloishim se'in. A kur is 30 se'ah. So a half a se'ah is 1/60th of a kur. So when the pasuk says v'shishisem ha'eifah mechoyim ha'sa'irim, 1/6 of an eifah out of a choymer, a kur of se'orim, it's 1/60th, and Chazal don't have a smachta that the truma gedoyla midrabonon, the minimum shear is 1/60th. Mereishis geiz tzoynecho, the first of the shearings of your sheep. You could have made a mistake and think it means the first time you shear your sheep, those shearings go to the kohen. But you shear sheep many times throughout their lifetime. The subsequent shearings, maybe you have to give nothing. Says Rashi, no. You shear sheep once a year. Every time you shear your sheep, the first of those shearings of every year, you give it to the kohen. And once again, there is no shear. How much you have to give to the kohen. Rabbi Seinu, Nosnu Boshiu, Chazal give a shear, Echod Mishishim, 1 out of 60. Vekamo Tzoin, Chayovoid, Bereish Zagez. What is the minimum amount of sheep that you need in order to be Chayev, Bereish Zagez? Says Rashi, Chomesh, Recheilois. 5 sheep. Recheilois is a female sheep. Shenemar, Vechomesh, Tzoin, Asuyois. Opposite can say for Shmuel, Vidarshin, Vechomesh, Tzoin, Asuyois, Meloshin, Measuyois. That's what's Mechayev you. To give Reish Sages. That's one drosha. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yidash from our pasuk. Pasuk says Reishis Gez Shtayim. Tzoincho Arbo. Titen Loi Ari Chamisho. I and the Meforshim on the Sifri exactly what the drosh over here is. Pasuk Hey Kivo Ibochar Adoino Eloihecho Mikol Shvotecho La'amoid Leshoreid B'Shem Adoino Hu Uvonov Kol Hayomim. The reason the Kohanim get these Matnis Kehuna, Zoya Lochayim Keva, and Truma Gedoyla, and Reish Sagez, is because he is the one that Hashem has chosen from all of the Shvatim to stand and to serve B'Shem Hashem, him and his descendants for eternity. Says Rashi, Lamid Shores Mekan She'in Sheirus Elo Me'umod. All the Avoid on the Beis HaMikdash must be done Me'umod while the Kohen is standing. Adkan, the 8th topic, the additional 2 matonois of Zoya Lochayim Keva and Reishis Hages. On to the 9th topic. although there are mishmoros, there are shifts in the Beis HaMikdash, which Kohanim work when. Nevertheless, if a Kohen wants to bring his private korban, he can bring and bring his korban whenever he wants. And on the Regolim, all Kohanim are invited to bring their korbanos. So we have three topics, consecutive topics, 7, 8, and 9, talking about Levim and Kohanim. The first being that they don't get a nachala. The second, the two additional matnis kahuna. And the third, this topic we're about to see, never lanius daiti. You know, if it would have been up to me, I would have chosen to put this Aliyah of Revi three psukim later, between Posuk Ches and Posuk Tes, to put the three topics of Kohanim Levim together. In Pshat. Posuk Vav, V'chi Yavoy HaLevi, Me'achad Shorecha Mikol Yisrael, Asher Hu Gorshom, Uvo B'chol Avas, Nafsho Yelam Akoy, Masho Yivchar Adonoy. V'sheireiz B'shem Adonoy Elohov, G'chol Echov Alvim, Rashi tells us, although it says Levi, this Levi over here is referring to specifically to a Kohen, because we're about to talk about doing avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Clearly, that could be can only be a Kohen. So when the Kohen comes from one of the cities of Klal Yisrael, wherever he lives, to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, ubo b'chol avas nafsho, he can come whenever he wants, even though it's not his mishmor. El amokom esher yivchar Hashem, to the place that Hashem will choose, Shiloh and eventually Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash. V'sheireis, and he will serve, he will bring his own korban to Hashem. Kechol echov alevim, like all his other brothers, the Kohanim, who come from Shevet Levi, who are standing there in front of Hashem. That's one pshat of Rashi. Second pshat of Rashi, this is referring to the Regolim. With all Kohanim are invited. It says Rashi v'chiyovi alevi yochel b'ben levi vadei kosu medabel. You may have thought we're talking about a levi. It says Rashi can be the next pasuk. Tamu leim avasheres yotzu levim shein ruim l'sheirus. Levim can't do avoido. Ubo b'chol avas nafshei v'sheres limid al hakoyin shebo makriv korbonos nidvosoi chivosoi. Whether it's an adova, whether it's a chayva, makes no difference. Va'afilu b'mishmo shein l'shaloi, even if it's not his shift. These two halachos are not sorry to each other. They're both true. He could any all the Kohanim come on Yom Tif. They could join in the avoido of all the korbonos that have to do with Yom Tif. The musafim that come for Yom Tif, including Chol HaMoed. The afalpi sheina mishmo shalohem, even though it's not their mishmo. Posuk ches chilek kechilek yichelu levad mim korov al ha'avois. And when the Kohanim come for the regolim, they divide everything that's divided there equally. Chilek kechilek yichelu. They also have a right for a portion in the oilois, in the hides of the oilois, and in the meat of the korbanos chatos of the seiri regolim. But only things that have to do with the regel. If Stam Yid came to bring his korban chatos, his nedorim and nedovois to the Beis HaMikdash, happens to be on Chol HaMoed, that doesn't belong to the guest kohanim. That belongs to the shift that belongs there, that it's their job over there. That's what it means. Levad mim korov ala ovois. This is besides for what was sold, what was divided between the forefathers of the kohanim, namely the mishmoros. What's set is set. You can't take away their part. Only what has to do with the regolim. Says Rashi, chelek kechelek yochelu, melamed shecholkim be'oirois, the hides of the korbonos, ubebesar seirei chatois, the meat eaten from the seirei chatois, all the other musaf, all oilois, none of it is eaten. The only korban that's eaten from the korbonos tzibu of the regolim are the seirei chatois. Yochol af bedvorim aboim shelo imach mesoregel, things that come that have nothing to do with the Yom Tov. Kigoin, Tmidim, the daily Tomid. Umusfei Shabbos, if it falls on a Shabbos. Unedorim and Edorim, of a private person. Tamud loymar, levad mimkorov ala ovois. All this is chutz mimashemochu ha'ovois. The ancestors, b'mei Dovid u'shloimoi, shenikvu ha'mishmorois u'mochu zeloze. That's when they set up the mishmorois, the shifts. And they said, toil ato shabbatcho, you take your week, v'ani etel shabbati, I'll take my week. That they have no right to take one from another. Ad kan, the ninth topic of the Kohen's right to bring a korban wherever, whenever he wants, even if it's not in his shift, and all the Kohanim's rights to come bo regel. and to get equal parts of the korbanos haboim machmas haregel.